Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Big Show. I'm David Franklin in New Mexico.
Hi.
Yeah. Today is season 6, episode 35, the title, Border Clash, Facts versus Myth. So General Bonesburg, that's Donald Trump, and his uneducated ultra-maggas, are really, a big scam on America here, because I've never seen America so disunited, and it's a total shit show in the Republican Party. So General Bonespurs and his uneducated ultra-maggas conspiracy cult has threatened Joe Biden and the Democrats with starting another civil war in America if they don't get their own way. They continue to be demagogues on the hot-button issues of the day while not coming up with any viable solutions to America's problems. They have nothing to run on Tuesday, November 5th, 2024, on Election Day. So they're doing their best to create wedge issues. Comprehensive immigration reform is one such hot-button issue. So President Biden and Democrats continue to put forward ideas on how we can all work together and move America forward. But Trump and Republicans refuse to compromise on anything. Trump says he's a master of making deals, but he has shown repeatedly that he's unqualified for the highest office in the land. His self-entanglement and tactics of bullying is working within the GOP, but Democrats and critical thinkers tire of his whining. This is statio terrorism at its best. Stochastic terrorism. My bad. Okay, so tonight we focus on a growing tension over comprehensive immigration reform. We will separate facts from fiction as it regards this controversial topic. Glad you can be on board for 120 minutes of engaging discussion with thought-provoking insights. We all want solutions, and we're better to discuss it than here, the People's Show. Thanks for sharing across all social media and by word of mouth. We appreciate the love you show by calling in on us at 515-605-9802. Say your first name and where you're calling from. Be respectful to the host and anyone you may be on air with at the same time. So turn off all background noises as a distraction is cumbersome to everyone. Visit our website, kitchenpolitics123.com. This is Kitchen Politics 123, the radio show. We're not antisocial, just anti-stupid. Let's get cooking. So, Lori, before we get into the Supreme Court and what transpired today, let's talk about the border clash or the manufactured border clash, because Republicans, you know, fought tooth and nail saying Democrats don't do anything about securing the borders and, you know, the free-for-all and making every type of person come across the border with no safeguards and fentanyls coming across the borders and weapons and all the MS-13 and, you know, all sorts of provocations and lies and blowing up things by Republicans to cause a big panic and stir crap. You know, so what's your take on it, really, you know?
Well, you know, we all know that the Republicans and the Democrats have been basically arguing about the border for probably 30 years or more. And the Democrats, of course, want to have a straight path for immigration. And in other words, they want to create steps so when you come into the country, you know, you come into the country, you go to step one, step two, step three, and then you can get your green card and, you know, just make it a simple process the what we have right now just does not work. It's broken. The Republicans do not want what the Democrats want. So it's been tabled as we year after year after year. So now being an election year, what do the Republicans want? All of a sudden, they're screaming about the border. You know, they're screaming about what you know, fentanyl's coming across and thousands of immigrants are coming here and they're stealing our jobs and they're collecting Social Security and they're, you know, getting free food and, you know, they're kicking kids out of school so that they can be, they can go to school, which is all a bunch of lies. It does not happen like that. It just doesn't work like that, you know. And if you think about it logically, why would they kick any kids out of a public school to put immigrants into that school that don't know how to speak English anyway? I mean, if you think about things logically, I mean, you would know that they're buffoons and they're liars. But they want to blow up the issue, you know, to make Democrats look bad and lazy, and they're not. Democrats get things done, and we know that. So,
Republicans have proven time and again that they've proven time and again Republicans that they don't know how to govern, and these jokers call themselves Army of God. They're saying that there's going to be a potential civil war. Basically, they're a bunch of Texans who have nothing better to do, you know, with the big guns and going to the border and everything, because they want to deter illegal immigrants. And you know, it's just a whole, you know, poppy show basically, you know, because Republicans have nothing basically to run on. They want to like prop up this issue. As you say, James Langford, Oklahoma Senator from Pennsylvania, Oklahoma Senator James Langford, you know, he worked hard in trying to like get this compromise bill together and work with Democrats in the U.S. Senate. And you know, lo and behold, he went on Face the Nation and CBS and totally shit on the bill. You know, just because Donald Trump said something, you know, and he's not against the bill, you know, and all these Republicans, especially in the House, where the House Speaker, who he doesn't know what he's doing, said that it's dead on arrival. You know, so Chip Roy last week, I played a clip ad nauseum. I look for it and play it again, where he was on the House floor saying that Republicans can't run on anything. It was like a two-minute speech on the House floor. And he's right. You know, Chip Roy of all people I'm agreeing with, you know, that's frightening right now. You know, so there's a standoff between the White House and Texas because the U.S. Supreme Court did say that Texas have to remove the barbed wires on the board and everything, because as we know, a woman and her two boys died and drowned, and the barbed wire cut them up. And you believe that these Christian conservative evangelical freaks laugh about it and celebrate, you know, these people's deaths, you know? And, you know, they call themselves Christian, but, you know, would Jesus laugh like that? Would Jesus celebrate, you know, people dying? You know, so what, like, pause, take a breath, and, you know, come to our senses, or Republicans should come to their senses, because we can't go on like this, you know, and they, for years, going on, Democrats don't know about the border. No, we're doing something, and a shit on the bill. They're not going to pass it because of Donald Trump. Why does Donald Trump have so much goddamn power? What secret does this man have over these goddamn Republicans? Seriously, somebody call me and tell me. You know, was he, when he was president, did he use the FBI to span these people? And so he has some secrets for them?
More than likely, either that, David, or, you know, he threatens their families. We know that a lot of these families have been threatened, you know, and they've had to get security and hire security, et cetera. So, he doesn't care. He uses whatever means that he has to use to get his way. And, you know, Speaker Johnson is way out of his league. He is. You can tell just by the way he talks. He tries to talk a big game, but he is inexperienced and he's out because he does not stand up Donald Trump either. He wanted this bill. He said he wanted the bill. Donald Trump called him, and guess what? It's DOA, dead on arrival.
Mm-hmm.
What did he say to Johnson? What mm-hmm. power does he have over him? What can he do to him, honestly and truly, except for murder him? I mean, come on. I just don't understand, like you said, what does he hold over these, you know, over these GOP, not GOP, these MAGA Republicans? What does he mm-hmm. hold over their heads? So in the Senate Republicans, now mind you, it was bipartisan. They worked mm-hmm. on this together, Democrats and Republicans, and they were proud of it. On the border security and foreign aid bill, Wednesday, leaving the path for additional U.S. aid for allies, Ukraine and Israel, very unclear. So the mm-hmm. Senate voted 49-50 to shoot down the border bill Wednesday afternoon, with Republicans voting en masse to filibuster the agreement they had demanded, arguing that it wouldn't do enough to crack down on the overwhelmed border. Now explain this mm-hmm. to me. If they sat and talked about this for 2-3 damn days between them, bipartisan, how does it all of a sudden not meet their criteria if they all agreed on it when they presented it? Try to explain that to me.
Well, maybe Jesus, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Donald Trump, you know, put the fear in them to say, if you don't do my bidding, then, you know, you're done politically. And the same Langsford in from Oklahoma, who helped create the bill, worked hard in creating this bill, and then turned his back on the bill. Donald Trump mm-hmm. literally called him a fool. And Speaker Johnson, you know, said that, you know, he spoke with Jesus and Jesus told him that the bill wasn't right. He actually said these words, you know, mm-hmm. so we'll have a lunatic as Speaker of the House, you know. These people have got to goddamn go because, you know, this is too much here, man. And
not only that, David, he said that God told him that he is in line. He's going. He's Moses. He's basically been mm-hmm. chosen to be Moses as well. So this man is off his rocker. Okay, that's all I got to say.
Yeah, he needs to take his medication. And you know, if the Republicans campaign, you know, on immigration and a crisis, you know, this could have been mm-hmm. resolved. And if it was resolved, they don't have anything to run on. So people out there who are paying attention and not watching Fox News and AON and whoever else, mm-hmm. you know, I hope you, like, pick other sources and listen to what's happening and stop being fixated mm-hmm. on these right-wing shit shows. Mm-hmm. They're not reading talk shows. Fox News is garbage. It's not even news. It's mm-hmm. garbage. So, you know, stop, you know, listen to Face Nation, listen to Meet the Press, listen to, you know, Timbuktu for all I care, as long as it's not a mm-hmm. right-wing media garbage, you know? So, mm-hmm. yeah, there's a lot of myths going on saying that, you know, Democrats created this border crisis and what have you, and they're lying about immigration and the border crisis, you know? Mm-hmm. And, you know, first thing, they claim Biden doesn't want to secure the border, which is untrue because Biden literally will give them anything. And Biden called them a bluff, you know, and they're falling for it, though. That's how stupid they are. And I hope the American mm-hmm. people wake up and see what's going on. And because mm-hmm. Joe Biden consistently asks for additional funding, and Republicans keep saying no for border security. Republicans just consistently refused and refused and refused. So, mm-hmm. you know, that's why we're in this pickle. So, mm-hmm. you know, the spending bills and the blocking the passage of these bills, you know, Biden, $106 billion national security supplemental, you know, and, mm-hmm. you know, the White House funding request for Israel, $14.3 billion. Ukraine, $61.4 billion. For mm-hmm. Indo-Pacific security assistance, $2 billion. For submarine investment, $3.4 billion. For border needs, $14.5 billion. And all Republicans are doing is saying no. So, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, what more what more, you know, can Joe Biden do? They blame the drug crisis on immigration. Mm-hmm. You know, Donald Trump, of course, when he ran in, announced in 2015 that they're sending the rapists and they're worse, you know, and they're thieves and liars and what have you. You know, with large amounts of fentanyl and other deadly drugs coming, you know, mm-hmm. and they've been flowing into the United States from Mexico, yeah, and 90% arrive through official ports of entry. So with this $14.5 billion that Joe Biden asked for supplemental, you know, spending to secure the border, mm-hmm. Republicans voting no, then what should Joe Biden do? Seriously, you know?
Nothing.
The bitching about the problem. Nothing.
No. I mean, his hands are tied. But if you, you know, you don't have to watch a lot of news or you don't have to read a lot. You know, on a, you know, like for hours, or you don't have to, because obvious, you know, for weeks and mm-hmm. months, they have been complaining about the border, especially Texas is horrible. Governor Abbott mm-hmm. is a piece. He is the most evil man that I have ever read about. I've never met him, but I would want to meet him. He is an angry man. I think he's mad because he's in a wheelchair. I don't know what's wrong with him. But he does mm-hmm. not care about humanity at all.
Mm-hmm.
He does not mm-hmm. care. For anyone to put mm-hmm. a buoy in mm-hmm. the Rio Grande with razor wire and with these, mm-hmm. What are those called? Those blades that go around, that like a saw mm-hmm. blade, it looks like a saw blade, for people to mm-hmm. literally get cut on them, cut your limbs mm-hmm. on them. Mm-hmm. What kind of a sick mind does this man have? He is sadistic, mm-hmm. and he is the governor mm-hmm. of Texas. The governor mm-hmm. of Texas. Mm-hmm. Think about
this. Yes. Mm-hmm. Additional information here that the Cato Institute did a study and found that more than 86% of the people convicted of trafficking fentanyl in 2021 were U.S. citizens. 86%.
Yep.
So it's not Mexicans carrying fentanyl over the borders in the United mm-hmm. States. Is 86% of Americans going over to Mexico and coming back, you know?
That's right.
So the Mexicans are used as scapegoats, just like how Hitler used the Nazis used the Jews, you know,
mm-hmm.
When they were in Europe and everything. Imagine 86% of U.S. citizens. You know, a third thing, though, they claim that undocumented immigrants are terrorists. You know, it's just gaslighting, basically, what Republicans are doing. It's total bullshit.
You know,
for almost half a century. Wait, not to your main point. For over half a century, Americans mm-hmm. Killed or injured, you know, has been in a terrorist attack in the United States. You know,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's been, like, okay, like Texas man sentenced to 90 consecutive life sentences in 2019 for mass shooting. Florida man behind mm-hmm. bars for threatening mass shooting. Pennsylvania man charged for federal hate crimes, murder, and shooting. You know, it's all mm-hmm. Americans, white, nationalist, evangelical, quote-unquote mm-hmm. Christians who do this thing. Mm-hmm. It's not someone who crossing the border illegally, mm-hmm. you know. You know,
and
number
know,
four, let's say immigrants are stealing American jobs. You need a social mm-hmm. security number to have a job. You need a green card. You need working papers. It's absolutely nonsense. Mm-hmm. Evidence shows that immigrants mm-hmm. are not taking jobs. You know, the American workers want. Would Americans go and pick fruit? Would they go and clean, you know, like hotel rooms and spread the bed and wash sheets? You know, would the construction work? The surge across mm-hmm. the border is not increasing unemployment. Okay? So mm-hmm. that's a whole lot of baloney right there. The civilian mm-hmm. unemployment rate in 2019, you know, shot up under Donald Trump. Okay, he did nothing for COVID. It was over 10%, you know? And now mm-hmm. when Joe Biden came in, it has dropped to 3.7%. You know, so Joe mm-hmm. Biden is doing his best. Number five, they blame crime on immigrants. You know, and, mm-hmm. you know, it's more baloney because this has been going on numerous studies have shown that the crime rate is U.S. citizens and legal immigrants, you know, who, you know, perpetrate these crimes. In fact, a 2020 study found that undocumented immigrants, you know. They have substantially lower crime rates than native-born Americans. So this is coming from the Texas Department of Public Safety, that statistic. And they did that study from 2012 to 2018. So notwithstanding, America's homicide rate has fallen nearly 13% since 2022. Chicago is down 12%. New York is down 22%. New Orleans is down 26%. Phoenix, Arizona, down 14%. Los Angeles, California, down 15%. You know? So, you know, this thing about illegal immigrants, you know, murdering people and undocumented people, you know, getting jobs and taking Social Security and everything, it is total bullshit. You know, they should stop it. You know, so the violent crime in first three quarters of 2023, all violent crime is down by 8%. Homicide, down 15%. Rape is down by 15%. Robbery is down by 10%. And aggravated assault is down by 7%. And this is coming from an FBI Gallup and Datalytic AH poll, you know, at statistics that they do, you know. And, you know, also reporting dropping violent crime across the board. So, who are really behind these lies? You know, since he entered politics, Donald Trump has fanned nativist fears and bigotry and hate, you know, and now leaning in full neo-fascism. Let's just call it for what it is. It's fascism. Yeah. He's using actual Hitler language to attack immigrants. He's using them, the Mexicans, and other immigrants who are non-white, as scapegoats and everything, you know? And he said he's poisoning, they're poisoning Americans' blood. That's what they've done. You know, so Trump wants us to forget that almost all of us are descendants from immigrants. You know, you, Italian, you know, Jewish people, all over the world, from all 130 countries around the world, come to America for a new fresh start. You know, and almost all of us are descendants of immigrants. You know, so, you know, and we're fleeing prosecution. They're brought to America under duress, African-Americans, you know, the descendants of African slaves. And, you know, the simplest sort of better their lives for themselves and their children, whether they're coming from Europe, the Middle East, the Caribbean, you know, and everybody just wants a nice, clean, fresh start. Nothing wrong with that. You know, so Donald Trump, you know, don't fall for all these Republican lies and you know, malicious rumors and everything. You know, know the truth and spread it, because I gave the statistics just now. You know, you know, don't listen to me, because, you know, you can go and look for it yourself and everything, those people who are listening out there, because, you know, we're better than this. So Doris, calling in from Michigan. Hello, Doris. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Well, I was I was just listening, and I thought of those statistics about what I had read, too, that illegal and or illegal immigrants have a lower crime rate because they're not really coming here to do that. And it's kind of ironic. Personally, I have a nephew today who just came back from being imprisoned for a year and a half in Oklahoma because he would go down there to get drugs.
Sorry to hear that.
But I mean, I know that happened with him, and he's somebody who ended up, he has some serious health problems, so he wasn't among the regular population, but he got out, and I think he's coming back today. But it goes along with what you're saying. Just one of them that did that.
And, you know, if you see, like, if you watch, you know, when they show in Texas, you know, a lot of these people that are coming across the border, or when they have made it in, you know, into the state, actually, you know, near the border, I mean, they have nothing with them. Basically, they have the clothes on their back. Sometimes they'll have a backpack, you know, with maybe a few belongings in it. But what do these people actually have? They probably don't have a dollar to their name.
No.
You know? And so, you know, why is it that they are looking at these people like they're, you know, drug dealers and smugglers and murderers and racists and all of that? A lot of them are children. They are children, for God's sakes. You know, and they're just trying to escape the nightmare that they live on a daily basis. That's all they're trying to do. And I'm ashamed to say that this country has become so evil and negative. And, you know, it's heartbreaking to see. You know, it's sad because we are a country with resources and we could help these people. And it would make a better life for a lot of people, you know.
Yeah.
Like some people are talking about because we do not have enough healthcare people like AIDS for the elderly live, say, in these nursing homes and in, you know, just different places, like in the county where you go into the medical center there, you know, and you can have these people maybe could come in there and help, you know, play cards with them. There are things that we could think of doing to help the elderly that are sick. They don't have family themselves, you know, or a caretaker. And maybe we could, you know, use them in that respect as well. And it would help them and it would help the families here. Take some burden off the families. But there's also with so much hate and wickedness and evilness that nobody can think about anything like that. They can't think of the positive side that it could end up being, you know, and it makes me sick to my stomach.
Well, Trump helped that one. Trump helped that one by calling them caravans of all these things. And, I mean, it's amazing for the president to, well, yeah, we already know that.
And, you know, check this out, ladies. You know, stochastic terrorism, that's what Republicans are doing. Because remember when Bibi Netanyahu was opposition leader in Israel, and Yitzhak Rabin was having peace talks and was very successful with his counterpart in Palestine. And, you know, things were coming together peacefully and nicely. And because of stoatic talk, where, you know, it's just hate, fuel hate, you know, and fuel, distrust and everything, you know. Netanyahu got Yitzhak Rabin murdered and assassinated because of how he was talking. It's the same way now how Donald Trump is talking, you know, and it needs to stop. And I wish somebody would just throw his ass in prison until all his trials are done, because this man going around the country talking Hitlerist, talking Stalinist, talking like Mussolini, and it's scary, you know? He's going to get people killed. He did get people killed January 6th, 2021, because of his garbage. You know, when is enough enough? You know, they keep threatening to throw him in jail and everything, you know? He keeps getting away with shit. Jesus Christ, enough, man.
Yeah, it isn't right that this man gets the privilege of doing everything that he's done after all the harm that he's done to so many people. If they were to line up, there would probably be thousands of them. Thousands, not a joke. And he still gets to fly around in a jet. He has Secret Service. He can get anything he wants. He can basically say what he wants. And he's, you know, even the Supreme Court, you know, we'll get to that in a little bit, but even the Supreme Court, he says different things, you know, like, oh, I worked so hard to get, you know, the three in there that I wanted in there, you know, because now he wants him to do his bidding. And it's just disgusting. He doesn't not say anything. He says what he's going to do, flat out, and that's it. And, you know, when you think about the immigrants coming here, it's kind of like, you know, when Hitler was, you know, going after the Jews. I mean, think of it that way. You can analyze, you know, it can, if the similarity is there, because he would do the same thing, you know. So this is what the
exact
man is doing.
Thing.
Yes, he is.
515-605-9802 is the number to call. Say your first name, where you're calling from. Yeah, go ahead, Laura. I didn't mean to cut you off, but you don't have to give the number.
He's a cancer in this country. He has spread his cancer all over the country. And I still, sometimes I think to myself, how can one man cause so much hatred, division, court cases, arrest? I mean, just, they have people, he's got people spinning everywhere. It's just unbelievable. If you didn't live here and pay attention to it, it's just, you wouldn't even believe that it could be happening, and it is.
Right. Right.
So, Leah, do you think that Donald Trump is a fascist?
Yes. Well,
yes.
In my opinion, I think he is. I don't know if you could. I don't think he calls himself a fascist.
No.
But I do believe because of his personality and his insanity and his, you know, his arrogance, and he thinks that he is better than everyone. He looks down on everyone, you know. So, and he feels that he deserves everything. There is nothing that he thinks does not deserve. It doesn't matter what it is. He deserves it.
Elaine calling in from Michigan. Hello, Elaine. Welcome to the show. What's cooking?
Hi, Elaine.
Hi, nothing too much. One of the things I wanted to bring up is that the Border Guard Union was 100% for the bill. They were waiting for the bill. They need the financing. They need the tools to address the problem. They know what they have to do. We don't know what they have to do. We don't live in that area. But they know what they have to do to address the problem. And we all know there's a problem. We don't want to close the border, but we have to do something about it. And Joe Biden worked with the Republicans. And then in 24 hours, they changed their mind. It's just a farce.
Exactly. Elaine, so, you know, you have to go back to Sinclair Lewis. I think he was back in the 1920s. When he said, when fascism comes to America, it will be wrapped in the flag and carrying a cross. So said, so done. We'll have these evangelical morons running around the place and everything, following Trump, you know, up his asshole, basically. And it starts with education. I'm sure our education system evades teaching these chapters in depth to adolescents. And no good government wants integrity, reason, critical thinking skills in their citizens. What they want is good foot soldiers. You know, and these idiot Republicans who are poor, like in Kentucky and rural Arkansas and even some places in Michigan, you know, every state have their little depressed, downtrodden place, you know, and everything is the immigrant's fault. If you're not white, you ain't right. So get out of my country. That's their attitude, you know, and, you know, in Germany, the rise of fascism is a great cause of concern, because look in other countries, South America, you have Argentina, you know, they're just elected a fascist and a total moron, you know. In Hungary, they have that guy, I can't remember his name now. In Turkey,
Orban.
They have, what's his name in Hungary?
Orban.
There you go.
Yeah.
Orban, yeah, yes. You know, you have Putin in Russia. You have the guy in Turkey. You had the guy in Brazil who now lives in Florida, you know? And you notice that when Brazil, he tried that shit in Brazil, he had to jump on a plane the very next day and leave, because within 24 hours, you know, they said, no, this is not a fly, you know? We'll have an elected president with an elected government, and you lost, so, you know, be gracious. And say, here what, you know, concede, you know, hand the reins of power over to the new president and everything. And he didn't do that. You know, and Donald Trump took an example in January 6th and tried that. So if Brazil, a developing country, can do what they did within hours, why can't America do that? You know, why is the justice system so goddamn slow? You know, where every other day he's appealing. And that idiot judge in Florida, Why did they remove her? Judge Cannon. You know, she's just fucking up everything. It's not right. Yep. Donald Trump needs to go on trial,
sit in front of a juror of his peers, and for everything he has done, you know, no matter what, if they can't get him on election fraud or RICO, they'll definitely get him on tax evasion. Many people, Leonard Hemsworth, Al Capone, the list goes on, no matter who you are. If it's Thief from IRS and Uncle Sam, they're going to get you, you know?
Yep.
And I can't wait for that goddamn day to happen when Donald Trump is found guilty and put in prison, because evading IRS and not paying taxes is an automatic 20 years right there. And the amount of shit he has done, you know, in terms of working with the mob and borrowing money, you know, on the false pretenses, and not paying back loans and everything. Come on, man. Come on. If it was a regular Joe Schmo, he'd been locked and put away and never heard from again. He'd probably be buried under the goddamn jail. But no, Donald Trump, you know, he's not being used to being told no. So he just does his thing and gets away with it, no consequences. But that will change, I promise you. And Judge Cannon, her days are numbered as a judge, because...
Hope.
I believe in Jack Smith, and Jack Smith, where, you know, wreck her shit. Trust me. Okay,
she
nice
got this. Really shellacked when she did one of the earlier decisions on Trump, you know, that was just a give-in for him, and it got appealed, and she got a shellacking from the higher court. But she still seems to be leaning in that direction.
Yep. And the rejection of democracy in favor of a strong man has never worked in throughout history. What happened in Germany with Hitler, Mussolini, Chairman Mao, eventually he died. You know, strong men don't work, you know. And we're seeing in China where, you know, the resistance movement is growing. You know, what they have a resistance movement in Taiwan, because China is just itching to invade Taiwan. You know, strong men never work. Idi Amin, Saddam Hussein, who else? King Fahd al-Assad in Saudi Arabia. It has never worked. That system of government always crashed and burns. Muammar Gaddafi in what's his name? Libya. You know, the list goes on and on. You know,
You know, Trump talks about the drugs coming over the border. The drugs have been coming over the border this way. And the arrests that they have been making are, they have been arresting so-called Americans, people that have been born here. They go over to Mexico, they get the drugs, then they're on their way back. That's when the arrests is made. And it isn't the immigrants, it's Americans going over there to mule over, I guess that's the term, to bring over the drugs. And the other way the drugs are coming in the country is from China by boat. And then 86%. Something else that people seem to not understand. Our crime is really going down across the country. Why? People are working.
Yeah.
When people
are
working,
all those statistics
they do not have
here.
To rob a store. They do not have to rob your house. They are working. They are busy working and paying their bills.
Absolutely.
So people ought to start putting their thinking cap on. And there is an element of people that no matter who gets elected after Trump is gone, they're still going to be mean and they're still going to be vicious. And we're going to have to be very, very careful from now on. But make sure
and
that we vote in the right people.
A next tactic that Republicans use is stoking rage against cultural elitists. You know, about the well-educated, about academia, and authoritarian people, you know, the at least some by in establishment elitists, you know, they're claiming that elitists killing America, you know, while fascist movements often seek to co-opt the elitists, educate them, and bring them in establishment, they largely depend on fueling resentment and anger against presumed cultural elitists. There's always a scapegoat. It's never their fault, you know. They're never at fault for anything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So not only immigrants, but they're educated in society, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And to support this displacing of regular people.
Mm-hmm.
And fascists usually rile up their followers to seek revenge on these elitists, like the well-educated, you know. Like Donald Trump and his type of people just haven't learned, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you didn't get an education. If you live in rural Arkansas and you all marry your cousin and everything, you know, don't blame elitists or the well-educated for your life being fucked up. You know, stop voting Republican. That's what you
mm-hmm.
need to do. You know, why vote for,
yep.
for Republicans since Eisenhower days? And nothing has changed. In fact, it has gotten worse. I still vote Republican. I mean, I have some faith in Kentucky at least, because Kentucky just voted for a Democrat for a second term. He's a blue dog Democrat, mm-hmm. but a Democrat nonetheless. I'd rather have a blue dog Democrat than any Republican in any governorship.
No.
Because these
no,
people
God.
Are fucking evil. They have to be stopped. You know,
yes,
there's no more talking and compromising around trying to reason them. Because I was saying in the show last week and throughout the efforts that we've done since rebooting the show, when right-wing people call in, they want to dictate where the show go in terms of, you know, what they want to talk about, you know. And when we bring up subjects, you know, and they don't agree with it, they do a total 180 and say, oh, what about abortion? I'm like, motherfucker, we're talking about immigration now. Why are you bringing in abortion? How does abortion play into immigration? You know?
Because
it's
that's
like
what
these
they do,
people
David.
Have no critical thinking. I hate these people. Mm-hmm. I hate these people. And God forbid,
yeah.
God forgive me. Sometimes I wish
mm-hmm.
these people dead. That's how much I hate these fucking people. These people are not Christians, okay?
No, they're not. Well, okay, so now let's kind of move on to what happened today.
Mm-hmm.
What I think I want to talk about first is let's talk about a little bit, what does the word insurrection mean? Because I don't know, does everyone know what the word insurrection means? I know here we do, you know, but
mm-hmm.
some people might not know. So an insurrection is basically it is a rebellion. It's a revolution. It could be an uprising. It could be a revolt. It could be mutiny. It's an outbreak against authority. It can have weapons with, you know, weapons for threatening, for killing. It
mm-hmm.
it could be brief. It can be limited. So, I mean, that is what happened on January 6th. It was an
mm-hmm.
insurrection, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, and there's no other way that you can describe it except it wasn't a riot like
no.
they said today. It was not
yeah.
a riot. I'm sorry. It was not a riot. It was an insurrection. And when I heard that word riot, my blood
yeah.
pressure went way up because that was wrong and he should have been corrected, but he
yes.
wasn't.
That means,
you know,
it's like something that got out of hand, but it wasn't. It was very coordinated and
mm-hmm,
planned.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And
yeah, so basically,
go ahead.
So basically, the revolt against civil authority or the established government. The established government
mm-hmm.
was Joe Biden coming in. And for since 1776 till now, there's been a transfer of power, peaceful transfer of power. Until
mm-hmm.
this asshole, Donald Trump, came and just fucked everything up. But go ahead, Lori.
Mm-hmm. So there is another big question that they even talked about this today. What is the officer of the United States? Because that is the one word that for some reason they are trying to twist a little
play
bit.
Play with, yeah.
Doesn't apply to the president, which is ridiculous
yeah.
because it is the office of the United States of America, and the president sits in that office, doesn't he? Doesn't
yes.
that just make
mm-hmm.
logical sense? So
mm-hmm.
so here's the question. Is the president considered an officer of the United States? The Constitution,
mm-hmm.
they wrote, repeatedly refers to the presidency as an office, and they point to evidence that the drafters
yeah.
of the Constitution understood the term officer of the United States to encompass president.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't they say that today? They didn't even say that today. I was upset today about that as well.
Yeah.
Because they did not bring that up either. I mean, those are the two things, you know, insurrection and then the office of the president, because those are the two key things that people have to understand. And yes, an officer is can be considered the president. They made it very clear.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, because the Constitution of the United States and North repeatedly refers to the presidency as the office, and they point to evidence that the drafters of the Constitution understood the term officer of the United States and encompassed the presidents, you know, even vice presidents. You know, so why are we dragging this thing out? The 14th Amendment, Section 3, clearly states that, you know, if you say and inspire a revolt, you know, then you're at fault for starting an insurrection. You know, Donald Trump did that with the words he said on that day.
Yeah.
I'll walk down with you, we'll march down to the White House, and we'll take back our government. What the fuck? It's straightforward, man. You know?
It's also aid to give aid and comfort. You don't have to be the head.
Exactly.
No.
You know, and this thing that nationalists have is based on the superior race, about historic bloodlines, about poisoning the blood of the country. Hitler used those very same words, but we'll get back to that later on and everything. You know, he used his words, and his words come back to haunt him, and hopefully it will kick in the 14th Amendment, Section 3.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know who's at fault of? After the Civil War in 1865, in 1869, 1870, you know, when Reconstruction was going on and everything, when did they pursue Jefferson Davis? He was the Confederate president.
Mm-hmm.
He led the insurrection against the government of the United States of the Civil War. He was one of the people. They didn't go after General Lee either. You know, they just made them retire and go about the business and everything. And the South was very resentful. And then we had an idiot, Arthur Lincoln, Andrew Johnson, who was a war Democrat, who was a racist piece of garbage, you know? So Reconstruction died before it began, you know? So back to square one and everything. These people who were responsible for the Civil War should have been punished. And that would have set the precedent for what is happening now in the United States. But these cowards, that's on the Supreme Court, these five cowards who are conservative, right-leaning, Christian fundamentalist freaks, you know, they don't have the courage or the testicular fortitude to stand up for the Constitution of the United States, looking at it politically and from biblical perspective. And what the Bible has to do with the Constitution, God ye knows, you know? So,
speaking of the Supreme Court... Shouldn't Clarence Thomas excuse himself?
Thank you.
Didn't Jenny plan buses to go to the insurrection? Wasn't she part of the insurrection? He should be excusing himself. He cannot look at the proceedings with an even hand.
No. He has no ethics, no core, no moral core.
No, that's right. No moral code. He can't look at it that way. He's married to the woman who he beds with.
He should not have been that way. That's my opinion as well. He should have
And back to this bloodlines thing that Trump always talking about, it's based on race, religion, and historic bloodlines. United States, from the year 17th century, even the 1660, when the pilgrims came and everything, it was a white-dominated culture, you know? I mean, shit, they were trying to escape religious persecution, you know?
Yeah.
And based on statistics by the Labor Department, by 2040, 2045, America, for the first time in its history, they become a minority-majority where, you know, people of different races were mixed together and going to surpass white people in terms of numbers. And that is what these assholes are afraid of, you know? So you shit on us for all these centuries, and now because minorities are going to make up the majority, oh, you're scared now, so you want to have this kind of apartheid thing where, you know, you hold your boot against the neck of black people, brown people, Asian people, Jewish people. If you're not white, you're not right. That's their motto. And it's not going to work, you know. We're going to fight back tooth and nail at the ballot box, you know. And if you come with your guns, we have our guns, though. I'm not saying that, you know, we should start war and shoot each other. But you know how these right-wing conservative nut jobs love the guns. You know, it's like an attachment to their penis. They're very small penises. You know, they just have this fascination on the gun and everything. You know, so, you know, it's all nonsense.
Right yesterday, they did a poll, and they said that 64% of the people want to know if Donald Trump is guilty before they even vote for him. So there is pressure to get this done. There is pressure because, I mean, if I were a Republican, and which I would never be in my lifetime, but I'm just saying, and I had Trump or Biden, I would not stay home because that's what the other thing that I'm afraid of, but I wouldn't vote for Trump because I have to, you know, hold my nose and vote for Biden because you don't know if he's guilty or not. And the other thing is what Trump did say, that if this does not go his way in the Supreme Court, he is going to appeal it. Who does he appeal it to? Does it get thrown down to another appellate court? I mean, I don't understand. But that's his plan. His plan is to stall, delay, appeal, stall, delay, appeal. Because he has the money, obviously, to do it. I don't know. It's insane. But this is what he's done his whole life, though. His whole life. If you read his book, the couple of books that I've read, that is what he's done his whole life. He has sued people and then appealed and then sued people and then appealed. And then he always gets away with everything. He's never
And you know, Lori, the goal of authoritarianism is to gain and maintain state power at any cost, including killing people. So if you're white, if you're not white, you're screwed. And for authoritarians, strength comes from the fall of large, you know, standing armies that can enforce their will, and the seek power to wield power. So back to this conversation I had last episode, where I was quiet most of the time because I was sleeping. I was just annoyed with the caller. I would not be calling names. You know who they are. Christian, you know, so he wants to, you know, smaller government. And what does this entail? Getting rid of people who are professionals, the civil servants who are nonpartisan, they did a job and everything. And what Trump wants to do is take out those professional people who don't put a Democrat or Republican behind the name and put in loyalists. No, that's authoritarian. That's not shrinking government. That's destroying the nation, you know? What are these people talking about?
He wants yes men, yes women, yes men, just people that are going there to make money and power. That's it. And destroy the country.
And fascists seek, you know, fascists seek to seek state power to achieve their ostensible goal. And you know, their ostensible goal really is... you know, just achieving their vision of society in the way they want to see. So fascism accomplishes this by rewarding those who win, you know, and that the yes men, like you say, you know, they win economically, physically, by what race they are, and degenerating or even exterminating those who lose, you know, because it's going to come to that basically. What Trump is thinking, based on what he's saying, very Hitlerian and very Mussolini, you know, that's what they did eventually. And that way come to America because of this fucking asshole. Sorry for cursing so much, but this man just pissed me off. And I wish I could say what I really say about what I really think about this man, but I don't know, you know, person knocking on my door saying, oh, you know, I want to talk to you and everything. You know, and I know that one of these days it's going to be just boil over, you know, and fascism depends on organized bullying and a form of, you know, social Darwinism, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump, he just doesn't have the common sense nor decency to be even a dictator. He's too stupid. He can't put two sentences together. He can't even hold a bottle of water to drink. He can't walk down a flight of stairs. How you want him to be a goddamn dictator? Why? Somebody call and tell me, between Joe Biden and this asshole, Donald Trump, who would you want to be as president of the United States? Who got things together? It was Joe Biden who put the pandemic under control. It was Joe Biden with the infrastructure, with the CHIPS program, with forgiving student debt loan. You know, a lot of things. And compared to Trump, he outclassed Donald Trump and Republicans combined, this one man, with his vice president, Kamala Harris. So no call the show again, right-wing people. Because I'm going to, like, put you on blast because you're idiots for following the stupid asshole, you know? Donald Trump is not it. He's been given everything he's had, you know, $400 million from his father in the real estate business. And how can you lose $400 million in the blink of an eye? You've been bankrupted five times. You know, and the Carlos saying, oh, you know, he's a good businessman. He's not a good businessman. He's a fucking moron, you know?
Well, when they talk about small government, I think they're referring to corporate. They don't want anything overseeing corporations, but they have very big government when they impose all these religious and other values on the population. So it really isn't even small government.
And that's, you know, the Roe versus Wade, you know, tobacco that we have going on. You know, that's not big government. If that's not big government, then I am totally confused in my life, you know. So, but I was going to ask Doris and Elaine, and David, I don't know if you had a chance to listen to any of the oral arguments today or read about them, but what are your feelings? What do you think the Supreme Court is going to do, in your opinion? Doris, can you go first?
Are the lawyers approaching them all done for today? Is that it? Because I was listening
on the reconvening, the meeting again on the 16th of February at 10 a.m. Eastern Time.
I think that's when they're going to have their decision.
I get the feeling they're going to go their way. And what I was listening to them talking, I mean, there's a lot of legalese in there, but it seemed that the man who was arguing against Trump, the man that they tended to drift away from some of the core things. He was just on TV tonight talking about this is the issue he was trying to bring up, and they threw aside insurrection. Yep. Somehow they threw aside the insurrection and said, we're not dealing with that. In other words, that was a way to not deal with it, and they got away with that.
They did not even use the word insurrection in there, at all. You know, it was like it never happened. And in my opinion, you know, the insurrection has a lot to do with everything. You know, it has a lot to do with a man that wants to be president that tried to overthrow the government. I'm sorry, but that has to do with. You know, Elaine, did you hear anything today? Did you watch anything?
I listened to it, but I thought it had to do with Trump's name on the ballot.
It does. California
ballot. Okay. Okay, then I heard it right.
I'm sorry. Colorado.
I was getting into listening to the interview with the young man from, I think it's Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. Anyways, they were interviewing him, and it was time for the show, so I was very impressed with the little bit that I heard. I really don't know how it's going to go. There was an awful lot of legalese.
Yes, there was. And you know what got me and I listened to quite a bit of it, even when I was in my car. I felt like they were, especially Trump's lawyers, were Trump's lawyer, or that's the only one that I heard, was he was the issues that he, the things that he was bringing up had really nothing to do with the case at present, the present case. He
right.
would just bring mm-hmm. up all around it and try to circle it around and make, you know, make it sound like, you know, it was the same thing as what we're talking about right now. And really it was not. This has never happened in our history, you know, to have a man have an insurrection, you know, form an insurrection, do an insurrection, however you want to put it, and then want to be the president of the United States. Who's done that before? You know?
There was a lot of talk about who was the officer. That's the part that I listened to this afternoon. And it seemed like the conversation for me was, I was getting lost.
Yeah, well, the same thing was in circles. That was the point that I was thinking. It was a lot of legal, I mean, you know, I am not a lawyer, but it was a lot of legal, you know, terminology and all that. But I felt like it wasn't to the point of what they were, you know, to do in Colorado. That's all, you know.
Go ahead.
The feeling that I get is that it's, I might be wrong, but just from everything that I've listened today from all the commentators on and off today, most of them do think they're going to go Trump's way.
Yeah, that's what they said. Well, you know, one of the things that is interesting is it's almost like the other side being generally what they say, strict constructionists or whatever. The issue had been discussed around even before this went to court about, you know, people will say if it goes this way, it will really rile up the country. In other words, they're getting away from the law. They're getting away like, well, we don't want this political thing. And that they shouldn't be even talking like that, but it seems like that came into it today when they were trying to talk about, you know, the issue, the main issue, and it came up, I think, about political by the other people would say, well, let the people decide. Well, you don't throw away a law in the Constitution and say, well, let the people vote on it when it's in the Constitution. And they tended to try to say, we should be focusing on democracy, which, of course, it was sort of a convenient thing to say. You don't say, throw away the Constitution and let's have a vote. It's not how you do
it.
Go
ahead, Lori. I'm pointing out the words.
I was just going to say real quick. In my mind, I was thinking if they can win this Colorado case, it'll be like a domino effect around the country for the states that want to do this as well. And it'll probably be the states against the blue states.
I heard that Clarence Thomas should excuse himself. That I heard this afternoon.
Except they can't make him because they don't have rules for them. Somehow you think the people at the top are going to be so perfect they don't need to be told what to do right, but that just makes them more corrupt.
But it was nice to hear the reporters saying that he should excuse himself because of the fact that there's a conflict of interest with Jenny being so involved in the insurrection.
Right.
You know, if he had some integrity and another class, then he would do the right thing and excuse himself. But Clarence Thomas is all about money. And, you know, I was even hearing that he had to take a little walk because he was falling asleep in the proceedings. So this is how dedicated the man is to his job and everything as Supreme Court Justice. So Roberts called Colorado's voters' position ahistorical, an exchange between Chief Justice John Roberts, and Jason Murray. He's a Colorado attorney appearing on behalf of the voters who brought the case, seemed to encapsulate the justice's concern with upholding the Colorado ruling. And this is what Roberts said, quote, "The whole point of the 14th Amendment was to restrict state power. On the other hand, it is augmented federal power under Section 5. Congress has the power to enforce it. So wouldn't that be the last place that you'd look for authorization for states, including Confederate states, to enforce, implicitly authorizing to enforce the presidential election process? That seemed to be a position that is at war with the whole thrust of the 14th Amendment, very ahistorical. You know, so, okay, if they can't come to a conclusion or anything, they want two-thirds of the Congress, 60 U.S. senators, and I think 215 Congress people to come to a two-thirds majority vote to say whether Trump is on the ballot or not. You get what I'm saying? If the Supreme Court can make a decision, which is bollocks, it's rubbish, it's garbage. Why are they trying to kick the can down the road? They're the Supreme Court, but because of lack of integrity, you know, and they don't have any balls to stand up for what's right. It's in the Constitution, you know. Amendment 14, Section 3. It's as clear as night and day. And why didn't the signers of the Constitution put in president, vice president? You know, I mean, it's understood. It should be understood, but they didn't. You know, and any person from Timbuktu will realize that the officer of you know, this thing about officer, you know, or the office is the same thing. You're officer of the government, meaning an elected official. So the president and vice president are officers of their you know, respective roles, you know, so they're just parsing there. They're just trying to find excuses.
Right.
You know?
It's piddly, and they wanted to use whatever they could, and all of a sudden that wasn't really early focus. The thing is also that if you're, you know, we got away from kings, you know, from other countries, and if in fact, implicitly, without saying, assumed that the president wasn't part of this. You're saying he's a king, and it doesn't stand up that he's not above the law. I mean, it goes against what we're supposed to believe in. If he can do that, we've made extra. You know, we've made him above the law, and that's going back to the kings.
You know, what would solve it if either Jack Smith or Fannie Willis with a RICO case, or Letitia James, Attorney General from New York, prosecute him, and he's found guilty by his peers. That way the Supreme Court casts a jack shit, you know? Then have to enforce that 14th Amendment Section 3 clause. You know, there's no excuse. Kind of saying, oh, no, he's not a convicted criminal. He's just been indicted, and, you know, he, you know, isn't found guilty. So I guess we'll have to reinstate them. And they being who they are, you know, five seats are conservative, four are liberal. They're just going to go against along party lines. And they're beholden to Donald Trump, right? Because three of them, you know, got in there because of lied during the confirmation hearings, you know. And they call themselves Christian. Oh, come back to this religious shit. Christians. They're not Christians. You know, forcing their crap on people instead of using the Constitution. The Constitution, and there's nowhere in the Constitution that's a Bible or Jesus or whatever. You get what I'm saying? Come on, man. Come on. You know?
So,
it's just annoying.
So the second point, there's 5 points that sidekicks that they have listed for the meeting. And I think it kind of sums things up pretty well. So the second point was Murray pointed to Article 2. Now, Murray, remember, is a Colorado attorney. Murray pointed to Article 2 of the Constitution, saying it gives, and I quote, states broad power to run their elections. Robert countered that, and I quote, the narrow power you're looking for is the power of disqualification, right? That is a very specific power in the 14th Amendment, and you're saying that was implicitly extended to the states under a clause that doesn't address that at all. So there you go right there. He just blew that right out of the water as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Chief Justice warned that a ruling finding state can enforce Section 3 on their own would open the door to a partisan tit-for-tat that would place the presidential election in the hands of a narrow sliver of states. And that's because why?
There are the ones that can go either way. That's always the case. You got certain states that are not all one way or the other. So in a way, that's situation already.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
so the swing states. Let's look at the swing states. You have Michigan. You have Wisconsin. What do you say? Minnesota in a swing state.
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania is an important state, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, so if Colorado's position is upheld, so this is what I expect, really. So a goodly number of states will say, however, Democratic candidate is, you know, you're off the ballot, and others for the Republican candidate, you're off the ballot, and come down to just a handful of states that are going to decide the presidential election. This is what Robert said. So, I see this point where it's a daunting consequence, but you as a Supreme Court should have the integrity to say that Donald Trump is not qualified because this is what the Constitution of the United States say. It may not say president and vice president are officers, but the office, referred to it as the office. Then if a U.S. senator and a congressperson or a state senator or a state representative is an officer of the government, isn't the president and vice president, it is understood automatically, are officers of government?
We don't even have to question it.
Yeah, they took oaths. They took oaths, as they say, to uphold the Constitution.
Exactly, oath of office.
They took an oath of office. An oath of office.
Mm-hmm.
Office, you know.
I think that's another one they play with. They're just playing with that.
Oh, yes, they keep playing. Go on a little bit further. So Roberts continued. He said, that's a pretty daunting consequence. And then Murray replied, the lawyer, the fact that there are potential frivolous applications of a provision is not a reason. And then Roberts went on to say, well, hold on. You might think they're frivolous, but the people who are bringing them may not think they are frivolous, Roberts interjected. And then you went on to say, insurrection is a broad term. Really? Really? Insurrection is a broad term? What the hell does that mean?
Well, they should have asked him. I mean, you know, a lot of things don't get asked, you know, with Trump or other people saying things. And you say, what did you mean by that? They don't answer.
No. I mean, this is what Robert said. And if there's some debate about it, I suppose that they will go into the decision and that eventually what we would be deciding whether there was an insurrection when one president did something as opposed to when somebody else did something else. Isn't that all like word salad?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, to show how disingenuous Donald Trump is, a couple weeks back, he claimed that he didn't swear an oath to support the Constitution as president. Once I saw him took the oath of office, right? Everybody take the oath of office. You cannot be president of the United States without taking the oath of office. And these people, everybody, the school children in China saw him take the oath of office. Well, he's going to come up on national TV and say, oh, I didn't swear to defend the Constitution or support the Constitution of the United States. You get what
I'm saying?
Put
his hand on the Bible.
Exactly. It's a wonder he didn't bust out in flames, like, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
You know? It backfired in his face and everything, but yet still his MAGA supporters, having seen him take the oath of office, believe that. You know, is it believing him, or are they so... I'm looking for the word. Oh, my God. Are they so dumb, daft, inbred, stupid? What is it?
Had he had been on the golf course,
huh?
Had Trump had been on the golf course, and there was a big rally, and the people broke in, that would have been on the people, okay? But Trump was there in his little tents. They had monitors all over the place, seeing if the people had arrived. They were drinking champagne. Trump went on that podium, and he told them they were going to march to the Capitol. So how could he not be part of the insurrection? I mean, give me a break. He wasn't sitting there on a golf course.
And he says we got to fight like hell or our country's lost or something like that. And remember, he didn't have the decency to even go to Joe Biden's, you know, inauguration. I mean, what kind of person does that? He didn't win. He went off with his boys. It's just disgusting.
He saw the noose for Pence, and Pence is another one.
Yeah.
What the hell is the matter with his brain?
Yeah.
Oh, Pence is sicko. I'm sorry. There's something wrong with him. You know.
There's something wrong with all of them.
Yeah,
right.
I agree.
Exactly. There's one of the standouts like Kristi Noem and the governor of New Hampshire and a former governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie. You know, those two stand out to say, here what? You know, you're fucking up the party. You're putting party and your own personal gains in front of America and the Constitution. And we're going to fight it tooth and nail at that convention. And the convention is in August. So hopefully we'll get the act together and Jack Smith could start his trial like late May, early June and get the shit over with. Because once Donald Trump found guilty, he has done.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the receipts are there, man. You know, with tax evasion, with the RICO case, you know, the kickbacks and money, and overvaluing prices and not paying back loans and everything, and you know, insurrection. Come on, just delay. You know, we delay till election day.
Veterans are losers and suckers, and the ones that don't get caught. I mean, those ought to be in every campaign ad, one way or the other.
Yeah.
People, you know.
Yep.
Because otherwise they don't see it on Fox. They don't see it on Fox.
Mm-hmm.
No, they don't. Mm-hmm. You know, the problem is also that, like, MSNBC and CNN, you know, they tend to bring out all the good things that Biden has done. They talk about everything that goes on. But if you are not, if you don't watch MSNBC or CNN, you'll never hear any of that.
Right.
So it's kind of, you know, kind of dead.
But campaign ads, you can have campaign ads on any of those channels, you know, and they would come up, even on Fox, you know, you can have ads and they will see things that they might not otherwise see.
Mm-hmm.
And I did see Biden was taking, he made some differentiations about himself and Trump that was, you know, quite different. And generally, these Democrats try to be like nice and not doing that, but actually they ought to get over that and just speak up.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be as crude and you don't have to be as corrupt, like or just corrupt as they are, but you can still stand up, speak up, and be decent.
And you know, it was 1 year ago that Trump called for the termination of the Constitution, and he wants to rewrite the whole Constitution. You can't put two sentences together, much less write. You know?
Right.
And these Supreme Court justices want to put him back on the ballot? No.
Yeah.
This thing will go to hell in a hell basket. You know, something has to give, man, because the borders will break, and people just get fed up. And, you know, you think France and anywhere in Europe, when they're having protests and everything, whether there's an auto workers protest or farmers protest or whatever, these people need business. And when the ball break in America, people not really give a shit anymore, because these cases involving Donald Trump, showing that we have a two-tier justice system. The man literally called for the termination of the Constitution. Is that being patriotic?
Execution of Milley.
Exactly.
And for the execution of Millie. That ought to be in the ads.
Exactly.
I mean, who does that? It's so out of bounds that if they don't put these in the campaigns, it's their own fault. They've just got to put them in there because there's nobody
thank
does that.
Thank goodness for the Lincoln Project.
Yes.
I remember.
Yes.
Remember. Remember, it was Donald Trump when the pandemic first broke out, you know, when the media asked him about disbanding the pandemic office that Barack Obama set up, you know, to foresee, you know, things like COVID and disease, you know, and he looked dead in the camera and said, I didn't do it. The receipts are there, Donald. You lying sack of shit. Why don't you choke on a fucking hamburger and just die? Seriously. That's how much I hate this man. And these people who support him. How much more evidence do you fucking need, people? Wake up. My God. Oh.
Yep.
My God.
Well, one
this
thing that this...
Is...
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. One thing.
No, one of the things this... his name is like Anan Giridharis. You know, his hair is kind of high hairdo there. Anyway, he's quite bright. And he stresses something that I think He said this more than once. He says, as we focus on the cases, which we are doing, and we should be aware of what's going on, but he said we should also not forget to organize and have the – and I understand that because I have been an organizer, and things get done when you do that. And if they're if they focus – if they just focus on the cases, because you have no say over that, but we do have some say – over our behavior and organizing and educating and, you know, trying to draw people in. And I thought that was a good point because ultimately we should beat them and not just wait for the cases because organizing does make a difference.
Absolutely does. You know, in unity, you're stronger, right?
Yep,
absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
He brings strength.
And, I mean, I have organized, and I didn't know, but I look back, and some things did happen that wouldn't happen if I hadn't organized, or anybody, you know. They don't realize that if you've never done it and tried it, you don't realize that you can make a difference. And if they don't think they can make a difference, why would they vote?
Yep. You know, that's maybe all that we will have left if Trump becomes nominee, which it looks like that's what's going to happen, and, you know, President Biden, the only thing that we have left is to get people registered and excited about voting somehow, and that's our only defense that we will have left. It's just the vote.
Also, when you go to the polls, these idiot right-wingers think that guns are going to scare people. Well, guess what, bitches? We have guns still, you know. If you try to come to the polls and intimidate us, we're going to have our guns still. Okay? So don't try that shit with us. You know, we're not going to turn the next cheek or bend over backwards. We're going to fight back, you know. And God forbid.
No, you're talking about guns. What I was thinking, two things about guns. I hope I can keep it in my mind. But one about violence and so on. What is very clear is that when Donald Trump says something or doesn't get his way, there's a whole bunch of people, whether he's ever contacted them, they're that kind of type and the dregs that are out there that, you know, didn't have to talk to him, but they're going to come. And all these people, Fannie Willis, Jack Smith, all these people are getting threatened with their lives. Fannie has to dress and get a stand-in to go out. That is, in and of itself, tells you a whole lot. He's a thug, and he draws that. He draws that as a reaction.
You know
the other thing about,
it's going to be fire for fire and blood for blood. We're not going to take it lying down, you know, because these asshole right-wing nutjob white nationalists think, oh, yeah, you have AR-15s, you have this, you have that. Well, we have guns still, okay? And if you fuck with us, we'll blow your fucking heads off, okay?
Right.
Fire for fire and blood for blood. We're not going to sit down and take it.
And there was an incident on the, it was on the TV last night, I think they, I remember this, but I didn't know this had happened, that Trump went to a union thing, and that so did Biden, but this came out on one of the shows. You remember that, Lori? They came out and said he paid money to rent this place that was supposed to be a union place, and they had signs that had to be, like, they were auto workers, and they were union members, but some good investigative journalists went up to them and found out they weren't either auto workers or they weren't union members, and it was paid for and set up. Now, that was a whole phony scene. That should be in the ads. He didn't stand up for workers. He pretended he was doing what Trump, what Biden did.
Yeah.
But the thing is, those workers weren't even auto workers. That's the thing.
Right.
They weren't even auto workers.
No.
It was just a setup that he paid people. That's all this asshole is.
It was he had a check for $2,000 or $2,500 to rent the place and to put these signs, and it was totally fake, you know, when they talk about fake. And those kinds of things are so disreputable that they should be put into an ad, like the Lincoln ad, people know how to do that. They should just keep it so that some people who don't hear it on the other shows will see it in the ads. And there's got some beauty. And keep talking about losers and suckers. I mean, there's a lot of people in the military out there, if they hear that or their relatives hear that, that they don't hear on the Fox News. I just think they're missing the boat if they don't use that as much as they can this year.
And, you know, to show how unpatriotic Trump is, he refuses to distance himself from extremists. You know, so when Meet the Press 1 year ago, you know, Trump calls for a suspension of the Constitution and refused to distance himself from extremists. There's a 2-minute clip from Meet the Press, and I'm going to play it. Here it is.
Good Sunday morning. Donald Trump launched his third bid for the White House just 19 days ago, believe it or not, and already his campaign and the Republican Party are being tested as he refuses to disavow the anti-Semitic and racist part of the party that he has aligned himself with for years now. Trump has been endorsed by just a single Republican senator for this third bid, Alabama's Tommy Tuberville. On the House side, his supporters include people like Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and Paul Gosar. His former Vice President Mike Pence, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley, not only they are not endorsing Trump, they're all making moves to run against him in the primaries. And though he announced his 2024 campaign so early as a way to complicate several federal criminal investigations into him, this week a federal appeals court fast-tracked the Mar-a-Lago investigation, ending an outside review of classified documents the FBI had seized from his home and freeing the Justice Department and the new special counsel to use them in its criminal investigation. So now Trump is testing the limits of his ability to be a relevant political figure, and he's testing the limits of the Republican Party as he yet again embraces this extremism and anti-Semitism. After the rapper Ye, formerly known as Kanye West, lost lucrative partnerships with Adidas and others because of an anti-Semitic tirade, Donald Trump still welcomed him to Mar-a-Lago for a pre-Thanksgiving dinner. And Kanye brought along Nick Fuentes, a prominent white supremacist, Holocaust denier, and anti-Semite. Trump has claimed not to know who Fuentes was, but he's not yet disavowed either Fuentes or Ye. Instead, Trump recorded a video expressing solidarity with the mob that attacked the Capitol on January 6th. He did that earlier this week. And then on Saturday, seemingly out of nowhere, called for the suspension of the Constitution as yet another attempt to overturn the 2020 election. Trump has been politically underestimated before with these antics, and in the end, the party has stood by him when he's been their nominee. But the backlash this time is growing.
Okay.
Thanks for watching.
So, suppose they nominate him, because according to Chris Sununu, over his dead body, they're going to nominate Donald Trump at the convention. Who in the Republican Party is decent enough to be the nominee, or qualified enough, or have the gumption?
Nobody.
That's how bad they are. That's the point. That's how bad they are, Lori.
A ghost.
Did you see The View today?
No.
No,
I didn't.
How's that work?
Well, Christie was on, and Mr.
Mm-hmm.
Doughboy, Mr. Donut Boy, he half-ass said that he's done with Trump, but it was
mm-hmm.
in his usual half-ass style.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he was asked who he's going to vote for, he said, well, I'm not going to vote Democratic.
Mm-hmm.
Who said that?
Christie.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't say Chris Christie. You said
someone
else?
Christie, Donut Boy. Chris Christie.
Oh, Chris Christie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, Chris Christie. I call him Donut Boy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And all he kept doing is he kept giving that half-assed statements, you know, that he was done with Trump and that Biden's too old. And, man, he sure got Joy all upset. And she said, I'm 81 years old, and I know what I'm doing, and so does Joe Biden.
Yep. Who said that? Joy?
Joy Behar.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, she let Christie have it. I mean, she let him have it.
Good.
And you know what would disappointing, Doris and Elaine and Laurie? As if after all this primaries and Nikki Haley lose, because, you know, this is an unsurmountable lead by Donald Trump because of the whole MAGA thing. You know, this wannabe dictator Donald Trump, you know, he's confusing the job as president for being a king. And, you know, they're just going to coronate him. And hopefully by then he's a convicted felon and a criminal.
Right.
And go back to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court would have no choice but to get him off the ballot because he's a convicted criminal. Why? Because a convicted criminal, you know, they can't vote. So if you can't vote if you're a convicted felon, how can you not vote but you can run for president of the United States? Help me understand that. Help me translate that thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. The Supreme Court is ridiculous. This Republican Party is ridiculous. And you have to give kudos to Chris Sununu and, Chris Christie, you know, for, like, calling him out. Even Mitt Romney said point blank 3-4 days ago in an interview, he'll not vote for Donald Trump in 2024. You know, he didn't say he was going to vote for Biden. But, you know, you have to reach a point where you say, no, this bullshit there, it's choking me. You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm drowning
in
it. The hypocrisy has to stop. It has to end. You know, and what do you ladies think about Rona Romney McDaniel quitting as the RNC chairperson?
I understand that Trump mistakenly called her McDonald.
I thought that they got rid of her rather than that she quit, unless that was behind the scenes saying you better quit on your own or we're going to fire you, maybe. I don't know.
A little bit of both, but Trump...
Yeah,
because,
you know, she used all the RNC's money.
Instead of calling her McDaniel,
she called her
McDonald.
Yeah, she used all the RNC money that arrays for candidates across the country and an eventual nominee, whoever is a nominee for president, to pay Donald Trump's legal fees. No, that's against campaign finance laws. So why isn't he prosecuted for that? Is he above the law? It seems that way. And this is a frustration. That's why people who are independent saying, look at that shit. You know, look at that. You know, he gets away with that with no repercussions, no consequences. Imagine if Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama or even Joe Biden did that. You didn't hear the end of it from the mainstream media, especially Fox News. Well, Fox News is not even media, so, you know, it's a joke. It's a clown show. You know,
not even
know.
There's one last thing I want to bring up about what happened today in the Supreme Court hearing. They talked a little bit about Trump being engaged in insurrection. And this is how it turned out. It said, though it was Trump's conduct surrounding the January 6th assault on the U.S. Capitol that led the Colorado Supreme Court to deem him ineligible under Section 3, little time during 2 hours of arguments was devoted to the attack and whether Trump incited the mob of his supporters as voters, as the voters allege. Jonathan Mitchell, a Texas-based lawyer, and he's a Trump lawyer, who argued on behalf of Trump, denied that the events of January 6th constituted an insurrection, as the Colorado Supreme Court concluded. And he went on to say, for an insurrection, there needs to be an organized, concerted effort to overthrow the government of the United States through violence, he said. This was a riot. It was not it was not an insurrection. The events were shameful, criminal, violent, all those things, but they did not qualify as an insurrection, as that term is used in Section 3. Now, Justice Brett Kavanaugh said that Congress has enacted a mechanism to prohibit insurrectionists from holding office, the Insurrection Act, which was passed decades before the 14th Amendment was ratified in 1860. And he went on to say, that tool exists, you agree, and could be used against someone who committed insurrection, he told Murray. Murray is the Colorado lawyer. While Trump is being criminally prosecuted for alleged efforts to subvert the transfer of power after the 2020 presidential election, he is not charged with violating the Insurrection Act. The former president has not pleaded not guilty. No, I'm sorry. The former president has pleaded not guilty to the four charges brought against him by Special Counsel Jack Smith. So what I don't understand, this made me think today, why didn't Jack Smith charge him as an insurrectionist? Why didn't he bring that forward? Because you know what? If he would have charged him as an insurrectionist, you know, you guys follow what I'm saying? Then maybe all of this would have hold less water. You know what I'm saying? He could call it a riot if Jack Smith would have charged him as an insurrectionist.
Yeah. If he would have charged him as an insurrectionist, and then the Supreme Court says that it wasn't an insurrection, wouldn't that have hurt Jack Smith's case?
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
Yes,
what
it would
the
have.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. What reason that he did not charge him? So that could be a reason right there. I don't know. Just, you know, from what I read, it's like, okay, why didn't he charge him, you know, as an insurrectionist? And maybe that's why. You're probably right.
He wasn't going to take any chances with the Supreme Court. You know, they know more than what we do. They hear more gossip. They hear more statements than what we do. And that could be the reason he didn't charge him that way.
It could be. You're right. But I was just thinking about that.
So Mitchell told Justice Sotomayor Moyer that his argument that the president is excluded from the phrase officer of the United States is a strong one, though she pushed back. So Judge Sotomayor said, quote, a bit of gerrymandering rule, isn't it, designed to benefit only your client? So she continued to say that just so we're clear, under that reading, only the petitioner is disqualified because virtually every other president except Washington has taken an oath to support the Constitution, correct? You know, so this 155-year-old case is raised repeatedly. One of the most dominant lines of questioning from the justices involved, whether Section 3 is self-executing or whether it's it requires legislation from Congress to enforce. So Trump's lawyer pointed out to an 1869 decision from Chief Justice Solomon Chase in a case where that involved a criminal defendant named Cesar Griffin, and Chase opinionated or opined opinion is considered the first major judicial opinion. On Section 3 in it, he determined that the provision was self-executing and could only be enforced through the Act of Congress. So Chase was sitting up as a circuit court judge in Virginia at the time. He issued an opinion, so it is not Supreme Court precedent. He also reached the opposition conclusion in the treason prosecution against Jefferson Davis, the former president of the Confederacy. Serving as a client judge, or circuit judge, sorry, in that instance, as well as Chase, said that he agreed with Davis's lawyer that Section 3 executes itself. So Kavanaugh, Brett Kavanaugh, argued that Chase's opinion in the Griffith case is still relevant to determine the original meaning of Section 3. To me, it's clear as night and day, but, you know, they want to be cute, the plain coy, you know, and I just find it goddamn ridiculous, you know? It's ridiculous. Yep.
Oh, yeah. It's, like I said, so much word salad. You know, all of a sudden the insurrection was a riot? That was not a riot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and Marjorie Taylor Greene, let's not forget her. She brought up the Secretary of Homeland Security for an impeachment, and it failed by 2 or 3 votes. It failed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a
next
waste of taxpayer money and resources and time, you
right.
know. What are they trying to impeach Mallorca for? Because, you know, as far as the statistics go, that I read earlier in the show, that is more Americans, 86% of Americans, going over to Mexico, bringing over the fentanyl. And all these Mexicans are trying to just come to make an honest, decent wage, you know, to send back to Mexico and try and make a life for themselves here. You know, so Marjorie Taylor Greene is a demagogue. Why is she in Congress?
Yep.
You know, why? Because the 14th congressional district in her state of Georgia is so heavily gerrymandered that no matter you could put I don't know, name a popular person, you know, to run against her, whether actor, athlete, or whatever, she'd always win because once you have an R behind your name in District 14 in gerrymandered 14th district in Georgia, you'll win. You know, they could run a dog there. With our R behind the name, you know, they'd win. You know, this is what will redraw these congressional districts, these boundaries, because it's absolutely ridiculous. Like a dunce asshole bitch, like Marjorie Taylor Greene and the other one, Bobo the Clown, who moving from District 3 to District 4. 9 candidates in District 4 in Colorado. She came in 5th in that straw poll last week.
Oh, wow.
You know, so she. I mean, she's basically going out of Congress. And thank God for that. Thank God for small mercies. Because we need...
Yeah.
I thought Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann were bad. But these two, Bobo the Clown and Marjorie Taylor Greene, make them look like Rhodes Scholars. These women are horrible. My God.
Yeah,
I've never seen more horrible people in life. You know?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. This country is going to hell because of people like that. You know, what a stand-up, what a fight, man. Go ahead.
Yeah. David, there's one more thing that I'd like to talk about tonight.
Do
all of you know that Tucker Carlson is in Russia right now?
Yeah. Interviewing Putin.
He got an interview with Putin.
Mm-hmm.
Not a joke.
Yeah.
Not a joke. And it goes on to say, the right-wing television, Tucker Carlson interviewed Vladimir Putin in Moscow in exchange, fueling both the Russian president's anti-Ukrainian rhetoric and Carlson's drive for renewed relevance in his post-Fox career. In a videotaped interview, Carlson told viewers that he found Putin to be sincere, if not adept at making his case to an American audience. He denied it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's obvious he's very wounded by the rejection of the West, Carlson said. It's a lot of Russia. Mm-hmm. He expected the end of the Cold War would be Russia's invitation into Europe.
Mm-hmm.
It is the first Putin has granted to an American since the Russian invasion 2 years ago. The pairing should not come as a surprise. Carlson has routinely been lionized by Kremlin propaganda outlets. His clips attacking the Biden administration's support for Ukraine have been routinely rebroadcast, for example. Russian media has fought over Carlson's this week, giving him comings and goings into Moscow, a treatment akin to the U.S. media coverage of Taylor Swift. Does that make you want to vomit or what?
I'm projecting vomit right now, actually, just saying that. And added to which, Tucker Carlson is on the short list of possible vice presidential running mates for Donald Trump. Kristi Noem from South Dakota, the governor. Carrie Lake, who's the Arizona Republican running for the U.S. Senate. Who else? Huh?
Think about
Tucker Carlson.
Tucker Carlson,
you know,
is in Russia interviewing Putin, and who knows what else they talked about. So maybe that's the plan. Trump is going to get nominated. Carlson's going to be the, you know, nominee for the vice president, and they have an interview with Putin. Think about that.
That's a possibility. That's a possibility. You can't put nothing past Donald Trump.
No, absolutely not.
And the next possibility floating on, the next possibility floating around there is the Arkansas governor, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, being a possible Trump running mate. And even Marjorie Taylor Greene, more projectile vomit, even more thinking about that. So imagine if Trump is in there as president, and this moron is vice president, and Trump, you know, choking a chicken bone and die, you know, and that moron, Marjorie Taylor Greene, will come president. It'll be the end of the world, you know. End, gone, you know. It's bad enough that Trump would be president. You know, but, you know, we're not anything that far ahead because, you know, Jack Smith and Fani Willis and Letitia James, they do a damn good job in prosecuting this rat bastard, Donald Trump. They're going to get him. No matter who you are, if you evade taxes, the IRS and the government will get you. They did it with Leona Hemsley. They did it with Al Capone. They did it with a lot of people. Big stars, whether sports star, movie star, singer, whoever. They'll get you. No matter who you are, they'll get you. You know? So if the other two don't go through, I know for damn sure that Letitia James have her thing down. She knows her stuff. And Donald Trump is going to fall. Let's just hope it happens before November 5th this year. Because God forbid he wins, then everything goes to shit. It'll be a waste of resources, waste of time. And you know what, Rita Ortmadel, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is siphoning votes away from our guy, Joe Biden. Current Michigan alone, he's up in double digits, 15, 20-point lead, or cutting, you know, cutting 15, 20. No. It's there. It's there. You know, different polls say. I mean, you can't really, you know, you have to take with a grain of salt polls, but each consistent poll, you know, saying that he's 15, cutting in 15, 20%, and he's cutting in more of independents from Joe Biden, and even some Democrats going over to vote for Kennedy. Why? Because of the goddamn last name, Kennedy. Kennedy's a kook. He's crazy. You know, the heroin he did fried his brains. He can't even talk. That's how he sounds. Would you want him to be president? Would you want him to be like the CDC director, you know, he doesn't believe in vaccines. Come on, people. Come on. Get it together, man. You know? So, okay, we have 10 minutes left. Let's close out now and everything. So we don't establish the fact that, you know, it's just rumors and gossip. 86% of Americans go over to Mexico, get fentanyl over, and distributing and trying to get rich, and killing American kids for it. So Marjorie Taylor Greene, your argument is invalid and stupid. You need to shut the fuck up. That's what you need to do. Go back to Georgia. And by the way, she's planning to make a run for the governorship, or was it U.S. Senate? U.S. Senate in a couple of years. I think Raphael Warnock is up for re-election, or OSEF. Mm-hmm. I don't know which one. But Marjorie Taylor Greene has said, in no uncertain terms, that she's going to run for U.S. Senate. Good luck, bitch. Good luck. Mm-hmm. I'll contribute so much money to whichever Democrats running against her. Yeah. Oh, I'm so boiling now. I can hardly talk. I'm just so excited. Mm-hmm. Adrenaline is pumping. I want these Republicans to lose so bad in 2024. I want Donald Trump to be found guilty. And I hope RICO charges get slapped on him. This man is insane. You know, he makes Emperor Nero look like he has any brains. Because, you know, Nero, the emperor of wherever, he was, you know, of Rome. He was crazy. But Donald Trump, you know, make him look like, you know, he has sense. We cannot allow Donald Trump and these MAGA Republicans back anywhere near power. So, Colin, we're under 10 minutes left. 515-605-9802. We'd love to hear from everybody, whether you're Democrat, Republican, Independent. You know, don't be shy, unless you're a Trumper, then, you know, we chew your new ass and spit you out, because we're not attacking the flatness or tolerating the foolishness, these stupid invalid arguments, defending this demagogue. Okay, and the closing words, ladies, starting with Lori.
Tonight I watched for a moment President Biden. He came out and he was cleared of all the documents, you know, that there was no wrongdoing, that he had no wrongdoing with the classified documents they found in his garage, etc. And I felt like the press that was there, this was a last minute thing, and the press that was there were like a mob ready to attack. I've never ever seen anything like this. You have to go back and watch it. They were rude to him. I actually felt sorry for him. I did. I don't know. There's no respect. He is the president of the United States, and they do not, none of these people respect him at all.
Yes.
They have no respect.
Yes.
I was told.
And yet still give Donald Trump a free pass, regular and free press. To all of his demagoguery and his massive bullshit. Yeah, it's sickening.
Yeah.
Sickening.
It was terrible. It was terrible. This one, I don't know who she was, she basically yelled at him. Didn't ask the question. She was yelling at him, telling him that he was old to be the president of the United States and he's losing his memory. That's what she said to him.
And Trump is 2 years younger. What the hell?
Exactly. Good point.
Look at Chuck Grassley, U.S. Senator from Iowa. He's 86 friggin' years old. Next time he's running for office, he'll be 91. You know, come on. You all talk about old Chuck Grassley's older than dirt, okay? But yet still, they give him, Dianne Feinstein, whomever, a free pass. You know, come on, man. Like how there should be an age limit to run for president of the United States. You can't be less than 35 years old. You can't reach more than 70 years old to run for president of the United States. You know? And it's not ageism. You know, it's a fact of life that when you get older, you get slower, your mind slow down and everything. You know?
Yes.
But in my humble opinion, Joe Biden is more coherent, more organized, can speak more than 3-4 sentences together to make sense. You get what I'm saying? Compared to Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a loser. He is a loser, okay? A fraud, a manipulator, a liar, a coward, a cheat. He's all that.
And you
That's
can't
my
even...
final word. Ilian, you have anything to say?
No, I'm just listening.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Doris. You were saying something.
Interview? Did you watch that, Elaine, tonight?
I've been kind of under the weather.
Okay. Hope you feel better, darling.
Mm-hmm.
If you it on YouTube, it'll really depress you. I was so, I was upset. Respect.
Yeah. All right, we're running out of time and everything. We want to thank Doris from Michigan and Elaine from Michigan for calling in and everything. We thank you for spreading the word by mouth and through social media. We're on Facebook. Just type in Kitchen Politics 123, and both the community page and also the Facebook page comes up. Just send a friend request to be in any of those groups and everything. We gladly accept you. You know, check out the website. We'll have new menus, new recipes, more coming. We're going to have merchandise. Just waiting on IRS to do their thing and everything. And you notice that IRS, when they owe you something, it takes forever. But if you owe them money, they go after you like it's nobody's business. Come on, IRS. Yeah. Get it together, man. You're holding up progress here. You're holding up business. You're trying to create some jobs here. You know, get this Bidenomics economic thing moving forward. Kitchen Politics 123, one every Sunday, Monday, Thursday, 9:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Mountain Time. And we know people listening because of the statistics. It's high. And, you know, for whatever reason, people shy to call in. And we'll have right-wing kooks calling now and again. But we'll take a break from right-wing kooks. We want all people to call in now, even independent people. Express your thoughts about the election coming up. You know, because we're the defenders of democracy, and we'll have to defend democracy to the final vote. You know, we'll have to get everybody out there. We'll have to organize. We'll have to mobilize. You know, the 20 straight strategy by Eric Bentley.
Yep.
He's been talking about it for the past 2-3 shows now and everything. Check him out. He's on YouTube and LinkedIn and wherever else. And check our site out, Kitchen Politics 123. More blog articles coming with Godfrey patronage. And we're going to, like, blow Republicans out of the water come November 5th, 2024, because enough is enough. You know, it shouldn't be this close because Donald Trump is a liar, scoundrel, tax cheat, pussy-grabbing asshole. I don't have no other word to describe him. He's a colossal asshole and a loser who should be in prison for what he did to women, for what he did to workers who work with him, underpaying him and not paying them, period, and contractors and everything. He's just a loser. You can't have a loser who's been bankrupt for time. How do you bankrupt a goddamn casino? And you think that's being a good businessman? Nah, check yourself, man. Check yourself. Right-wing people calling there saying that crap. All right, so we'll see you Sunday, same time, same place, Block Talk Radio for Kitchen Politics 123. Till then, I'm David Franklin in New Mexico. Good night, Lori.
Good night, David. Good night, everyone. Thank you for calling in, Doris and Elaine. Mm-hmm. Have a good evening, and we'll see everyone on Sunday.
Conservation learned and lost an essential issue in my presence. I believe in free and fair elections and the right to vote fairly and have your vote counted. There's something dangerous happening in America. There's an extremist movement that does not share the basic beliefs in our democracy. All of us are being asked right now, what will we do to maintain our democracy? History's watching. The world is watching. Most important, our children and grandchildren will hold us responsible. The Vice President and I have supported voting rights since day one of this administration, and I ask every American to join me in this cause. America is still a place of possibilities where the power resides with we the people. That's our soul. We are the United States of America. There is nothing beyond our capacity when we act together. I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm, there's a golden sky and the sweet silver song of love. Walk on through the waves. Walk on through the rain. with hope in your heart.